It is so much fun to be sitting here in the Kids Zone at Melba's with Jane Wolf, okay. Who is the co-owner of Melba's. And Melba's is many, many things. Tell us about this place. It is hoppin'.
So we're a 24-hour po' boy shop. We have plate dinners. We sell daiquiris. And we have a laundromat.
So describe where we are. We're sitting in the Kids Zone in the laundromat.
Yes.
And it is full of books and bright colors and wonderful pictures on the wall. Mm-hmm. And it's a special place you've created that you've done before in businesses.
Yes. In the laundromat business, we would always have a little section that would have little toys.
Yeah.
When the Laundromat Association came through town, the conventioneers and the Laundromat Association contacted us. They proposed that we open a literacy nook. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wow, what a great idea. So I put it in right away. And we can't believe the little square footage over there in that corner, how much positivity came out of it from the parents. So when we opened that up, you know, I worked with Laundry Cares Foundation and Too Small a Fail, and I was working with the Clinton Foundation. And I talked to the woman, Jane, that is running a Clinton Foundation with this Laundry Cares initiative. And I told her, I said, you know, I always wanted to open up a bigger spot for the children's area.
Not only can kids sit here and have something really fun to do while their folks are doing the laundry, because laundry is time investment,
yes.
You know. You've started doing other things. You have a story time here once a month. You've partnered with literacy organizations. Mm-hmm. Talk about the kind of embrace you've gotten from those groups, too.
Well, I had the partnerships with Literacy Alliance, One Book, One New Orleans, and the Neighborhood Story Project before Clinton and them came to town.
Right.
Because when I was doing this little literacy nook, I was formulating partnerships with them, and they all have been with open arms wanting to do it.
And how have you picked the books?
I'm trying to pick books that can help educate. So I'm more geared toward something that teaches a lesson.
Well, it's kind of great that you have this range. You look at Sarah Broom. Mm-hmm. Look at what her book teaches us about New Orleans,
yes.
And where we live.
Yes.
And then you look at Kim Vaz DeVille, who's doing this groundbreaking Mardi Gras research.
Yes, it's beautiful. My dream is to have at least 4 authors a month, children's and adults.
But how can you afford to give the books away?
How can I afford not to?
Talk about that moment when somebody walks through the door and the author's here and the books are here. What happens?
It's surprise. That's that beautiful moment that I think we don't get in life enough. Surprise and joy. They come in here to eat lunch anyway, right? And then all of a sudden you turn around and you got Colson Whitehead or Sarah Broom sitting there, or Jesmyn Ward.
Yes.
First you have to tell them who they are. This is a New York Times bestseller. They're writing about this. And you just see surprise and joy on people's faces. And that's worth it right there. So when they come into Melba's and they see the author sitting there, they're not only getting a good meal to eat, they're getting surprise and joy, and that's an emotional connection you can't buy.
What have books done for you in your life? What have they meant to you?
From 15 years old to 43 years old, I didn't read a book.
Busy.
I was busy, right? We were busy. I was reading all about marketing. I was reading all about business. I was reading, helping my children with their books.
Right.
But I never did have the luxury to sit and read a book. So I understand people's plight at a deep level of not having time to read a book. When I finally had the time to step into college and start reading books.
And you were older when you went to college.
Yes, 43 years old.
Yeah.
I finished college at 50. So I went and got my undergrad and then a master's degree. Books opened my world in ways that made it all connect and make sense. I can't imagine life without having read books. And that's why I'm doing books here, to help open adults' eyes.
Tune in every Tuesday at 7:44 a.m. during Morning Edition and 5:44 p.m. during All Things Considered for more of our bookish adventures. Thinking Outside the Book exists thanks to the generosity of the Hellas Foundation.